Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to our podcasts where I try to help you to understand and improve your level of English so it make it easier for you to communicate with the people around you, either in a personal capacity or in your business life. So what have I got for you in this podcast? Well, we're going to continue talking about fixed expressions. This is where we have two words and the expressions are fixed. The words don't change. The order stays exactly the same. So they can be called two-word expression, or I like to call them fixed expressions. So I'll go through them with you and give you some examples. Okay, so the first I have for you are ins and outs. Ins and outs. I-N-S, don't forget the S. And outs, O-U-T-S. The ins and outs of life. Well, what are the ins and outs of life? Well, the little things you should know about. How to set up home, how to find a job, how to find a boyfriend, girlfriend, partner in life, the ins and outs, okay? So when we join a new company, we've had our interviews and the first day is always a little bit scary and we get there, we ask for the boss and he says, oh, great, you're very welcome. I'm going to pass you over here to Mary or Colleen or Jessica, and she's going to show you the ins and outs, how everything works. She knows where everything is. If you've got any problems, she's your go-to girl. She'll tell you exactly where to find something or who to find and where to find them. So all the ins and outs. When you're studying for an exam or your driving test, you need to know the ins and outs of the rules of the road. For example, in your driving test, you need to know the ins and outs of how the examiner will test you when you go for the practical test. Yeah, so all about the ins and outs. When you're reading a contract, buying a property, you know, need to know the ins and outs of the financial structure, the mortgage that you're using if you're going to take a credit from the bank to buy the property, all the little ins and outs, the interest rates, the defaults, the penalty clauses, whatever it might be, you need to know those ins and outs before you commit yourself. Next, now and then, and we usually precede that with every, so every now and then. So now and then, so when do you go to the supermarket? Ah, every now and then, meaning not being committed, not saying I go every Wednesday or I go every Thursday, but I go maybe two or three times a week, every now and then, okay? How often do you see your family? Ah, not so regularly, every now and then. So you're not being committed, you're not committing yourself to any particular time, but you're just telling the person that it happens every now and then, meaning occasionally, okay, or so visiting the family, it could be every couple of months, going to the supermarket, as I said, could be two or three times a week, going to the gym. How often do you go to the gym? Ah, now and then, okay, so when it suits me, when I feel like it. Every now and then, exactly the same meaning. We can also use now and again, so it has the same meaning. So how often do you go to the gym? Oh, now and again. Yeah? Again means occasionally. Yeah. When do you see the family? Ah, now and again when it suits me or it suits them and I give them a call, I pop around to see them. They don't live so far away. They know where I am if they need me and I know where they are if I need them. So I see them every now and again or now and again. Do you go away for holidays? Ah, yeah, now and again I take a holiday abroad, but I usually like to stay in the country to see the parts of the country that nobody else ever sees. Yeah, so I like just to travel around in the car, take myself into a small town or village. So I go on a holiday now and again, and occasionally I go overseas, now and again. Pluses and minuses. Again, it's not minuses and pluses, it's always pluses and minuses. Everything has its pluses and minuses, its positives and its negatives, its advantages, its disadvantages, its pros and its cons. So exactly the same meaning, okay? All fixed, pros and cons, advantages, disadvantages, pluses and minuses, always in the exact same order. So what has its pluses and minuses? Well, no, working in the main city in Paris has its pluses and minuses. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. There's a plus. The traffic is terrible. There's a minus. So everything has its pluses and minuses, its positives and its negatives. And then finally, chalk and cheese. Not cheese and chalk, chalk and cheese. Chalk is that white stick we use to write on the blackboard, or our teachers used to write on the blackboard. Now they use whiteboards, but chalk, you know, it used to make that scratching noise when you scratched it down the board. And cheese, of course, we all like to eat and have it with a nice glass of wine, okay? So chalk and cheese means things are very, very different. These are two brothers, but they're like chalk and cheese, yeah? There's a few years difference between them. One is 17, the other is 20 or 21, but you wouldn't think they are brothers. They are like chalk and cheese. They are so, so different. Okay, you wouldn't write on the blackboard with cheese, but you would with chalk. So they are so, so different. Yeah. Okay. What about the new job? You've been there a few weeks now. How does it compare to your previous job? Oh, they're like chalk and cheese. The last job, you know, everything was so regimented, bureaucratic. Here, it's more open. Everybody discusses things. You don't have to, you know, ask permission for everything. You just do it. So the job is really good. These two jobs are like chalk and cheese. Okay, so let me give you those expressions again. Ins and outs. Remember the S, ins and outs. Now and then, or every now and then, or now and again. Pluses and minuses. And then finally, chalk and cheese. Okay, well, thanks for listening to all of those. I hope you've enjoyed them and you can find your way through them. If you want to contact me, you can do so, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get there, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy Club, which is an easy, effective and cheap way for you to learn English. It's really catching on well, got lots and lots of subscribers, lots of homework you can do, and I check it all. So check it out and sign up. And as always, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.